Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The Nebraska Supreme Court has upheld the conviction and lengthy sentence of a northeastern Nebraska woman who killed her four-year-old daughter. Carla Montoya was sentenced a year and a half ago to 55 to 75 years in prison for intentional child abuse resulting in death. Montoya argued her statements to police should not have been allowed into evidence and her sentence was excessive. The high court disagreed. Tomorrow night, Democrats in Woodbury County will gather for an event gaining the attention of candidates running for president. The annual Harry Hopkins Dinner takes place at the Shrine Temple and is sold out. Attending the event, Andrew Yang, Maryland Congressman John Delaney, and former representative from Pennsylvania Joe Sestak. There'll be representatives for other Democratic contenders as well. The dinner is named in honor of Harry Hopkins, who was born in Sioux City. He was a politician, U.S. Secretary of Commerce, and assistant to FDR. And after months of construction, a major link between Sioux City and North Sioux City reopened today. A ribbon cutting took place this afternoon for the Military Road Bridge. The closure created an issue for businesses along the way and for motorists who had to find alternative routes to travel between those two communities. And the president of the University of South Dakota says establishing a Dakota's Promise Scholarship for qualifying university students will once again be a priority for the school. In her annual State of the University address, Sheila Gestring said that the proposed program is necessary to ensure that USD remains accessible to hardworking and academically qualified students who cannot afford college. Efforts earlier this year to set $1 million to fund the needs-based Dakota's Promise Scholarship failed in the legislature. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.